Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Money machine is all I hear. Where are you? Tearing up the mall. I bought a mall out there. It's a bomb, no fallout gear. No shelter, helter skelter. Bubble like Alka-Seltzer. Look at me, king, I'll melt you. Bars and cars, give him the scrunchy face. Violate, then find out how your lungs you taste. Got money to bungee, you don't want this hate. So I can throw it down and watch it come back up. You fool, but you don't really want this place.
Nah. Slow down, Diddy, you killing them. Bitches on billboard, none of them bitches is feeling them. Right. Used to blowing up like you helium. Cars like spaceships, niggas thought it was aliens.
This is Harlem, niggas that push foreign. Little homie shoot with the left like James Harden. Excuse me, money never to beg pardon. Jacuzzi and a Sprinter models to take part in. Tell me where the money is at and I'm departing.
Welcome to the auction. We selling flows, richer glow, solid gold, big chains, froze, flashy rings. All you need, what you want, nigga, what you see. Nigga, welcome to the auction. We got it all, soul, bone, fortune, fame, richest cars, vintage frames, links to flow, mix to the flow. Nigga, you already know.
I'm chosen, I'm like Beethoven. Comes out golden anytime I compose it. Watch gruesome, chains ferocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Tough fill with roses. Coming to America, money, we Earl Jones. Yeah. King Joffy, James Brown, I'm watching it. Keep going, knowing they can't stop me. We're 40 below, the coast rocking. Lambo truck, same color as broccoli. Acting like Tyson when he was 20-something.
Come on, man.
Seen the money and came, I call that money coming.
Ask for a couple of mil, I say 20-something.
Yeah, I'ma keep on moving, I hear the drummer coming.
Bright like them Times Square lights, the way I bubble some.
Yeah,
nice and ice for the ruck, cause I know the summer's coming. Like men double parked, all the niggas just love the front.
I'm like fucking nigga, this showing something.
Yeah, cause I'm shining like I could blow it up. Throwing money in the air, but I don't own nothing.
Welcome to the auction. We selling flows, richest glow, solid gold, big chains, froze, flashy rings. All you need, what you want, nigga, what you see. Nigga, welcome to the auction. We got it all, soul, ball, fortune, fame, richest cars, vintage frames, drinks to blow, mix to the flow. Nigga, you already know.
Let me show you how to post up. Let me show you how you do it when you leaning on a roaster. Let me show you how you talk. Switch up the way that you walk and you can get it at the auction.
Let's start rapping and y'all yapping. Nigga, shut the fuck up and watch God happen. Come rain, see the hell, no sales, stop crib on the island, got sales to the mailbox. Still send mail to my homie in the jail spot. Roll a big L, bump big and let a shell pop. Bodyguards tail wipe you to the nail shop so you can get popped and she won't rock the Chanel box. You know my city, nigga, west side rock, east side bang. She shot Kane so far, GS left the G5 planes, at least I train. You say it's crazy good, we not sane. F the beats I tame, C shot chain, BY frame for no reason. Somebody gotta be filming this when you got this much guard. Somebody gotta be villainous. Somebody gotta be feeling like a prophecy villainous. We gotta be boss. Somebody gotta be middleman. When you do it this big, somebody gotta be literal. Literally, it's like the lottery pictures. And you ain't who you depicted in a lot of these pictures.
Welcome to the auction. We selling flows, richest glow, solid gold, big chains, froze, flash.
Yo, what up? What's happening? It's your homeboy, TTB. We just cooking right now. And welcome to XGFR. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a show on a Monday, November 9th. Wow, what a explosive weekend. You know what I'm saying? With the Tim Bradley and Brandon Reels fight in the undercard. Shout out to all the media press that was there. Shout out to all the boxers, all the fans that made it happen. It was an interesting night. It was very a shocker how it ended, but it's all good. But I got the homie, you know what I'm saying? Cheese, you know, sound the way out of B-more. ChillingWithCheese.com. Make sure y'all go support and check out his site. And he also has a show, too. So he's going to be joining me in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Matt Falvin going to bring him in. What's good with you, Cheese, bro? How you doing?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
Cooling, man. You know what I'm saying? We just covered the fight, man. Explosive fight, man. What's your thoughts on it, man?
Oh, man. It was, you know, of course, going into the fight, we were talking about what we thought Bradley may look like, you know, under Teddy Atlas. And,
right.
Man, he looked wonderful, man. I mean, that is the best Tim Bradley I've seen in a few years, man. He was really impressive.
Yeah, he was. I mean, at least say after the fight with Provotnikov, Bradley kind of changed his game up as far as footwork was concerned and actually taking his time and using his speed because he's also athletic. But I think what Teddy did was just, man, I have to be there to see how they train, honestly. But he came out sharp. He came out blazing. And it was like he looked it like he was like one of the top three fighters in his division, like literally. And
oh, yeah, man.
It was just crazy, man. But before we get into that, man, we could start, like, from the undercards, man, something that impressed you, man, with the undercards.
Oh, man, of course. We both have been on the Mike Reed train for a few months now since we both were, you know, got some fight a few times. And young man was pretty impressive. That was our, you know, we've saw him for a few times now, and each time he seems to get better and better. This fight, he didn't seem to move as much as he did in the last fight. And I think he just felt that he could take the guy out, which he really did. And he looked really powerful, though. He really did.
Yeah, he did. But I think I was just really checking him out. And like you said, he wasn't moving. But I think he should have been moving and just like he did in the last fight with the other guy. I forgot his name, but he was moving and he was punching more off the angles than anything in that fight. And I think he probably would have got that guy out of here real soon. Like probably the fourth round, I think, when he caught him with that big shot. And but it was a good fight. But I got to say, the funniest fight, though, is the first fight which lasted. It had to be like 13 seconds.
Oh,
13
my goodness.
About time you turned around. Dude was already out. I was like, wow. Like, we didn't get in our seat good enough. You know what I'm saying? But that was a tremendous fight.
Yeah.
And it didn't go that long at all. Like, as soon as Cheese turned to me, the dude was out. So that was real funny, though. That was real funny. But who the other guy? Lomachenko. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you. And it's funny, you know, me, you, and a couple other guys, Dante.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dante and Dante's Boxing. But we had a little fun debate going during the fight as far as the skill of Lomachenko and who we think he should fight and
right.
Who's better. And that was it was a great conversation we were having during his fight. Which goes to show how good the guy is, because we were talking about, well, who will we put him against?
We were talking about a lot of people, y'all, but you know what I'm saying. Cheese vouched for his brother, like, hard. Like, he wasn't letting up. I'm like, hold on,
right.
Dog. Like, but he actually, like, all right, this is what it is, all right. He's a great boxer, but it's just how he came in the game and just, you know, That's my beef right there. But as far as I mean, the brother can box. I mean, he's cold. Like me and Dante was saying, Rigging down the taking though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
See, I respect y'all. You know, y'all are boys now. But oh man, I don't know, man. I would like to see that. I mean, I hope the powers that be make that fight happen or whatever, something of that nature in the next 4 or 5. I know Rigondeaux has to fight pretty soon. From my understanding, he been stripped because of inactivity, so I don't know.
Right. He need to link with a great promotion company, man. Somebody that's going to really get behind him because, I mean, he's getting older, you know what I'm saying? And so
right.
It's something has to happen. Something really does has to happen in this fight. But, with Rigondeaux fighting, because he's an excellent fighter as well. So, let's say that fight did happen. Will it be action-packed or be like a serious chess match for real boxing heads that really enjoy the sweet signs of boxing?
Oh, man, I kind of think it would be a combination of both, because you got both of them who are tremendous counterpunchers, but at the same time, they're both really good defensively, as we saw Saturday night. you know, even when Lomachenko was against the ropes, he seemed to, like, you know, duck, sway, move, pivot away from punches that were, you know, seemed to going to be obviously going to hit him, which they didn't. And Rigondeaux is the same way, man. I mean, you got two of the most highly skilled fighters in the game. That would be great to see.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. But I think, like, just say somebody that's just watched the fight Saturday and just became a boxing fan, I don't think they'll really understand the whole magnitude of this fight. Like,
no,
you got two fighters that had a great amateur background, respectfully.
All right.
Olympic guys, world champions, Rigondeaux being back-to-back gold medalists, and then just come in the game and just, like, take out the top guys, or, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, that's interesting,
right,
man. It's something that has to happen. I really don't think it happened before, like, at this point in time. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right,
it got to happen, Cheese. You got to set it up, man. You got to make it happen.
Hey, we good. And you know what? You bring up a great point, Tone. Through the years, through boxing, and one thing you said, well, the people who are not into boxing, would that fight attract them? Most of the people that are attracted to boxing who don't know it are it will be if it's a guy who's charismatic or was a guy who's straight up a beast, a.k.a.,
right,
and you know, Mike Tyson or someone that's charismatic as a Muhammad Ali or Sugar Ray Leonard. Those kind of guys are the money makers. And, of course, Floyd Mayweather, of course, who was a very charismatic guy. So, yeah, but if you're a boxing purist and you want, and even if you just want to learn the sport, these are two guys you got to watch fight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the whole hit and not get hit thing and angles and southpawing and bolo punches and checks, and it's something that can't be explained. I just leave it at that. It would just be like, wow. And we'll have to see that fight happen.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something. But I can at least say a funny moment was on Saturday was the announcer dude. Now, that was hilarious. You had to be there to understand exactly what we're talking about. Golly. Shout out to that dude, man. That's all I really say.
I don't.
Shout out to that dude.
Yeah, I don't know if he woke up yet or if he took, I don't know, some kind of sleeping pill before the fight. First of all, shout out to Top Rank, you know, for hooking us up.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you this. They could have got somebody off the street and did a better job than us. I swear. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. Maybe he had pictures on people. I don't know, but
I was like, is this real? Like, no, like,
oh,
this can't be. It was to the point, I don't even know who won that fight.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Was it a draw or?
I don't know. It was. Oh, man, it was ridiculous. I don't know. I'm just glad it wasn't on HBO, that
Ooh.
Fight where, you know, everybody around the world could see him because.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the viewership would have went down because of that announcement.
Seriously, man.
Oh,
man, that was
goodness.
Tough, man. But he got a check for something, but that was horrible, though. That was horrible. I mean, I don't know, but, you know, whoever hired dude, hey, something need to happen. Y'all need to get suspended for 3 days or something.
Oh, man, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that was crazy, but what did you think about the Japanese guy that came that was making his debut in the States?
I thought he was okay. I mean, I thought he was pretty good, and I got to take into consideration him coming the raw way over to America to fight, and obviously it's a different environment for him, and he definitely had the media with him. A lot of you know, Japanese media or whatever, but I think he did a pretty good job. He held his own, and of course he was Olympic champion, so you know he's no slouch, but he did his thing.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? You remember, I'll say that, like, he retired, but the Chinese guy, the golden hands guy, I forgot his name. Freddie Roach was coaching him.
Right.
Him. You remember when he first came and he had that first fight? It was
yeah.
Then that second fight, he like turned up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
This probably be the case right here with this guy. It depends. Cause I was kind of like falling asleep, to be honest. But
yeah.
he felt like an Olympic dude. You know what I'm saying? Like he still had on
exactly.
head gear. But you know what I'm saying? With each fight, every fighter grows. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
let's see what goes on with him. And then who else was on the card?
Man, there was a few other fights. No one of note that as of yet, but I know, as he stated, it was pretty much those three or four main fights that, you know, people were interested in seeing. I want to say one more. This is a question to you. What did you think about the whole post-fight interview with Teddy Atlas and Timothy Bradley?
Okay, I got to say this because I pay attention to facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
For Teddy Atlas, it seemed like they was kind of shocked, like their game plan actually worked. That's the vibe that I actually got. But Rios, very emotional. But I think it was way more emotional because how he performed. Not how
exactly.
he lost, but how he performed because honestly, we was always saying this is a serious chess match because we don't know what's going to happen. Teddy Atlas here, Rios, we know, you know what he's going to do. But there was no adjustments made. Rios
okay.
wasn't even really fighting back. I was like, yo, is he punching back? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
right.
what was going on? And how it ended, it was just like, are you serious? I couldn't believe it, but the whole press thing, it was that's how I felt, though. Like, they felt like they were shot their game plan work, and they really, I don't want to say feeling themselves, but it's like whoever next, the same thing might be worse for them. That's
right.
how I feel. So that's how I personally feel. Then Jesse Vargas doing this little thing. You know what I'm saying? Popping from
yeah.
the sideline, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? All right, man,
yeah.
but you got hit. I mean, you know, you're in my top five like that, but, you know what I'm saying? I understand what he's trying to do, but it was interesting,
sure.
though. It was way interesting. I could at least say that, the whole thing. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what was
that
yours,
was,
bro?
Man, you know what? It's Teddy Atlas. And he did something, he said something that I always know that goes in a trainer's mind, but I never hear him say, a lot of trainers, first of all, you know trainers really care and love their fighters tremendously because
right.
they don't want to see him get hurt. They want to have him, you know, livelihood or whatever. But he said something that really, really stuck to me Saturday night when he said the reason he got out of it is because it weighed too much on him to see his fighters get hurt. No wonder, all right, did he do his job? And did you remember what I'm saying that? That he was
I remember
saying
it was
how
on
did...
the lines. I remember it was
yeah,
on the lines.
And he said how, you know, he goes into a fight unsure because he's wondering in the back of his mind, did I do enough
right,
to make
exactly.
my fighter more prepared not to get hurt in the ring?
Right.
And I was like, man, that was huge. And you can see he's a likable guy anyway.
Right.
And the man, for him to say that, man, almost, it touched me for a minute. I'm like, man, this guy, and you can see the guy really meant it. So,
right.
Yeah, I said that was one of the things that I really took away from that press
right.
conference, how they really hit it off in that 7-week training camp.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I really got that look like, they had that look, excuse me, they had that look like it really worked. Their game plan really worked. That's why I was like, wow. Because Bradley really didn't, it wasn't really no brawling in there. Bradley came out like, what's happening? Like he had like legit power. And
yeah.
it showed in what, ninth round, 10th round? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Was he
Rios
looking?
For the
yeah.
Dang. Go ahead, bro.
If you look at the guy's body, I mean, you would think that he would be a guy who would just knock guys out all the time because he's always in cut up. He's always in great shape. But
right.
He kind of reminds me, and you can see the Teddy Atlas effect because Teddy Atlas fighters, even going back 25, 30 years, always use quickness, always use movement, and they use punches and bunches, and they move, came back, and that's how it was. It's sort of like Kevin Rooney was when he was,
right.
You know, they had the Mike Tyson, when Mike Tyson just used blinding speed. And he would hit you from every single angle. And that's what Tim Bradley did. And it was almost like those old school guys like Teddy Atlas, Kevin Rooney, Freddie Roach, they all had one thing in common. They're fighters, hit, move, hit, and they just keep, you know, that pressure where they don't try to stay in one spot. They keep moving. They keep moving. A la Manny Pacquiao. Freddie Roach has Miguel Cotto doing the same thing, staying and moving, hooks to the body, and that's what they do, man.
That was, but I got to say, with Manchenko, that was crazy. It was like watching, it was like watching like Michelangelo paint for the first time in person.
Yes.
Because I was like, what? Like, did he just do that?
Yeah.
Did he just do that? How he was punching
man.
Straight, he going straight, then he'll just switch, turn, and I thought he was going to hit a back foot for a minute and punch, dude, because he was just, God, he was moving.
Man. Oh, man, and you know what? And we were sitting there, man, and we were like, did he just do that? And we were like...
That's why I was like, I'm like, get out of here. It's totally different in person on TV.
Yeah.
Especially where we were sitting at.
Yeah.
It was way different. I think we had one of the best seats in there.
Oh,
I ain't going to go into that.
Seats,
but
we had great seats. It was unexpected great seats, wasn't it?
Seriously. It was. Because I didn't just that angle we had where we were sitting at, that was just crazy.
Yeah.
And just to see it, because we seen it like in 360 almost, you might as well say.
That's right. Yeah.
And it was just like, whoa. I'm impressed.
I mean, as far as in person, I mean, you see great fighters like Sugar Ray who just had tremendous hand speed and footwork. But in this era, I mean, of course, you had Floyd Mayweather who had great skill, and but this guy, man, I tell you, man, I don't know.
Wow,
it's tremendous, man.
Man, seriously, like that was interesting, man. So, Cotto Canelo, the crazy debate, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
What we got, 12 days, something like that?
Yes.
10, 12 days. What you think about it?
Man, it's that's going to be fun. Of course, you're looking at the dynamic with Canelo and his youth and Cotto with his experience and, of course, age. You can look at it both ways. Is that a negative or a positive? But two guys who are great for the sport, who promote the sport well. You can't hate either one of them.
Right.
So I that's a fight where I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to enjoy it. I don't think it's going to go 12, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. But I think Cotto's going to come out. Either going to come out and just go all out and trying to get this young dude up out of there. That's what I think. But then again, we're going to see what Canelo do. I have Canelo just how he throws his punches and how he put it together.
Right.
He can box a little bit, but he can mix it up real well. He mixes it up real well. But if he's going back, that's going to be a problem. If he goes on the ropes, that will be a problem.
Right.
Cotto, he has to get caught with something. He has to be outsmarted, I think. But I think Freddie Roach going to have him more on the offensive than anything.
Right.
Could be, I don't know, but it's gonna be very interesting how it plays out, and we have to see, Cheese. We have to see.
But the only thing that I worry about now, I've said this for a couple years now. You look at the line, you had Margarito twice, you had Mayweather, you had Manny Pacquiao, you had Zab Judah. All these guys Miguel Cotto has faced, he has taken, he's a warrior, you know. I mean, he has a great record, but he has taken a lot of punishment.
Yeah.
And you don't know at what point this man is, you know, a good man. You don't want to see him take punishment, even though he's been great under Freddie Roach, but I've said, and I'm not ashamed to say it, his fights have taken a year or two off of his life already. I firmly believe that. And I really do, man. And you go back to the Margarito fight when he took a tremendous, and he just stuck in, you know, stood in there, and he would not give up. He would not give up. I mean, and, you know, of course, we know now that Margarito was cheating. But,
Man.
I root for both of these guys. I really do. They're two of my favorite guys in the sport. So I wish them both the best. And Vegas is going to be buzzing.
Oh, yeah, that whole week. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the press that's going to be out there. You know what I'm saying? Good luck to everybody that gets, you know what I'm saying, their credentials. And I will be somewhere. I don't know, but. I know.
Hey, Tone, while you're on your show, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't give a shout out to Golden Boy and Rock Nation, just in case they see our name in the credential application lineup.
Right.
You know,
right.
We should shout about them.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Golden Boy. Shout out to Rock Nation. Shout out to the Mandalay Bay. You know what I'm saying?
That's
shout
right,
out to.
That's right.
Everybody, man, shout out to CSPN.
Shout out to the popcorn vendor that might sneak us in.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody. Shout out to Jabberwockies, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to
that's
everybody
right.
That's down there. You know what I'm saying? The whole city's going to be on fire, man. I think it's a great way to end the year, and it's just going to be work. It's going to be work. Just in, Mayweather has some pretty strong words for Adrian Broner.
Oh, let me hit it.
Okay, it's coming from, I have to find it. But
okay.
Somebody had hit me up, I think it was like Boxing Nation or something like that.
Okay.
And it's something about, Floyd says, Floyd is tripping off Adrian Broner saying FTMT. And
oh,
it starts
really?
From there. Yeah.
Did he really say that, or is that something somebody put out there and they're not sure?
Well, as soon as I find this article, I show it, but hold on, let me go to one of the boxing pages. Yes, PY, I am live looking up for it, but this is something that's really been, you know what I'm saying, kind of like brewing for a minute.
Okay.
And so, hold on. Floyd Mayweather has strong words.
Mm-hmm.
He has strong words for Adrian Broner. He needs to thank TMT. He has a lot of growing up to do.
Right.
He's talking fighthype.com. Fighthype.com. Sorry.
Oh, man. Did he? So it's probably a video.
I think it's like the audio.
Okay.
And, I'm going to read briefly of it. But it's an audio that's playing that I actually played, but I'm going to read this. And,
okay.
It says immediately after his fight, Adrian Broner made some comments regarding a potential fight with one of your fighters. You know what I'm saying? Ashley Thoroughflame. Is there any Floyd cuts in? Some of these fighters, we spoiled them too much. I'm being honest. Me and Al together, we both spoiled these fighters too much. A lot of them are apprehensive, but a lot of them are not appreciative. You know, okay, you got fighters that I stood behind, like Adrian Broner when he lost to Madonna. I was the first one to post a picture of me and him. I told him, you know what, I'm behind you. Hold your head up high. Stay focused and you'll bounce back. And it's a whole lot he says in here.
Okay.
He said, I love this Adrian Broner. He said, I love my big brother Floyd, but F the money team.
See, that's like a contradiction in one sentence, right? I don't understand that.
It's on fighthype.com. Go ahead and read it, because it's like a little page, but
yeah,
it's more to it, though, so we got to be on the lookout for that, but yes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to think about that.
It's going to be something, though. It's going to be something, so... You know, I told you this on your show. If Adrian Broner beats Ashley, Errol Spence is getting the title shot at a catchweight.
Well, I remember you saying that. Remember what I told you. I'm gonna tell you this. There's a couple guys who I look at as guys who you really don't want to mess with who are up and coming. Errol Spence is one of them. He ain't no joke, man. And the guy doesn't talk trash. He doesn't do it. All he does is handle his business. And I don't know. I think Broner has a lot of growing up to do. I mean, I remember him going back a couple months where he said FJZ, and he came back 2 days later apologizing.
Right.
And, you know, for his contract offer or whatever, which I thought was ridiculous, because you got to handle business. If you want to be that kind of fighter, you got to handle business a little better than that. And very unprofessional. And I don't know what to say about him. I really don't. I don't know.
2016 going to be very interesting. Very interesting,
oh, yeah.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting.
Absolutely.
So, I really can't put the stamp on it, but it's gonna be very interesting, man. And these fights is gonna be getting better. Oh, shout out to Oscar De La Hoya too. You know.
Oh yeah.
And
Jay Z, if you're listening, you know.
Let's make it happen, man. And it's gonna be cool, man. And I'm really anticipating a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? And Top Rank also putting on another fight on the 20th at the Cosmopolitan. So, shout out to everybody that's on that card, Bob Arum and all those guys over there that's going to put on. Terrence Crawford.
Don't forget the most important person on Top Rank, Christina Poncha.
Oh, wow. She's been on the cloud for a hot minute, y'all.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You know, you ever see Harlem Nights when the man call his woman and say, I met Sunshine, I ain't never coming back home?
Seriously. I ain't never coming back home.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I got to tweet that one. That was good. Yes, indeed.
Man. Yeah, shout out to her, man. She's Cool lady, man.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Real cool.
Very, very.
clean looking girl. That's a clean woman right there, boy.
Oh, yes, it is.
Woo.
Oh, boy. I'm sweating thinking about her, man.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Woo.
For those that was trying to get credentials for the Canelo Cotto, the deadline was on the 2nd, so sorry, but I put mine in a long time ago. So
Did they say when they'll be sending them out or getting word?
Your email?
Let me see. I gotta check. Let's check. I don't think. Hold on. Come on now. But hopefully mine will be in the mail. Email.
That's right.
And it doesn't say.
Okay.
It don't say.
Well, wait, nevertheless.
Hold on, sir. Responses will be emailed 13th on the 13th.
Oh, okay.
On the 13th. So
so we got 4 more torturous days before that.
Seriously, man. Seriously, though. So shout out to those who get it. Shout out to those who don't. You know what I'm saying? It's not the end of the road. And we're going to see what it is. But, you know, that will be historic, though, if you just can go. But it's going to be all good.
And
man,
the fight's
anything
so big
you
at
say,
this point, bruh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
No, I was just saying, like, anything you want to say, man, you know what I'm saying, plug your show, man, and let the folks know what you got going on, man.
Oh, no, just get a chance to check out the blog, chillingwithcheese.com. I appreciate it. Just look forward to covering these fights for the rest of the year and the upcoming year, and continue to work with Tone. Keep following him and his show, and we'll keep doing what we do.
Straight up, man. That's what's up right there, man. And, congrats, man, on, you know what I'm saying, covering these fights, man. Since you've been in the media game, you know what I'm saying. Congrats, man. My man's been covering some heavy work out here. So he's been doing his thing, man, you know what I'm saying. And the respect is getting up there, for real, you know.
Oh,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? Respect is getting up in there in the media world. And you know what's funny? The same, the same YouTube little interviews I click on, everybody was sitting by us. Ain't that crazy?
That's the truth. I noticed that, too. That is the truth.
Like, no, dog. But I was like, okay, I'm still like a student of the media game, so... I was tripping off that like for a hot minute though, but you know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to Jessica Renee Frazier too. Shout out to her. Can't forget about her.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Female boxer at the Money Team. You know what I'm saying? Got to see her get prepared. They got some serious people coming out that camp though. You know what I'm saying? And we gotta put on this Mike Reed. And your boy, we gotta put that on, man. We gotta put that on,
Javante.
Yes, we gotta put
that's
that
right.
on.
Man, that would it. We got this little thing going with Javante Davis from the Money Team, who is a Baltimore guy, and Mike Reed from Waldorf in D.C. And we think for two of the rising stars in boxing, young guys, and we were saying how we would love for these guys to one day introduce themselves to each other. You know.
That's it. That's all I'm saying.
That's hey, right.
You heard it here first. It came
that's
from
right.
here. So anybody else talking about it, they didn't bit from us. I'm trying to tell y'all. They didn't bit
that's
from
right.
us. So it started here, man. Started right here. ChillingWithCheese.com. Go support it. My man got the search popping. What else, bro? What else you got going on, man?
Well, man, I'm just trying to do it. Hopefully this next year coming up, I want to try to do some really exclusive interviews with some people who are in the head of boxing. I know it's a lot of guys, you know, they concentrate on the boxers and, you know, little, you know, flash interviews, you know, after the fight, before the fight, in the gym. But I really want to also get the movers and shakers who are behind the scenes. I want to interview them more as I did when I first started the year out. So, you know, with the heads, whether it be a Bob Arum, Oscar De La Hoya, you know, heads of Rock Nation, Main Events, Kathy Duva, the Main Events. I really, those people are on my
wish list for the next this upcoming year to interview, because I really want to know what goes on behind the scenes as far as promotion of these huge events.
That's what's up, man. You gonna get it. Speaking to it existence, man, it'll happen. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
So T's gonna be up there. I already said my man, he that dude. But I give a shout out to Setback. Even though he was in the Mayweather gym, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. He was up in there. We was up in there. You know what I'm saying? So he showed love, he showed respect, man. It was all good. But he doing his thing though, so shout out to him. But T's that dude. T's that dude right there. So make sure y'all check it out. HDFR doing crazy things. We got a whole lot of stuff coming up. Just be on the lookout, 2016. A whole lot of stuff just coming. And hopefully the Pacquiao fight will be out here. Y'all already know what time it is. So it's going to jam, man.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for sure.
I'm putting it in already. So hopefully everything will be working, man. And we out, man. Chiefs, be cool, bro. Shout out to everybody, man. We out, man. Peace.
Peace.
Yo.
Now you get another chance, small. I don't hustle like that. I also like